I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. What does it mean to be ideal, spirit, mind, and body? Well, most of us haven't the vaguest idea. We just know it'd be nice, we think. Now, what does it really mean? And how do we work with it? How do we work with I am my ideal spirit, mind, and body? This is purely an affirmation. It's just an affirmation like 2 times 2 is 4. It's just an affirmation of an idea that we want to have in our consciousness, that we want to own in our consciousness, that we want to utilize in our consciousness, and have it be expressed in our spirit, mind, and body. Now, our difficulty is that so often we want to understand what's going on with our affirmation. We want to say, I'm not hungry. I've got sufficient food. I got this, I got that. Well, I am not my. You see, we don't want to say my ideal or the ideal, because that makes it a particularized thing. We are ideal. There is no particularization of it. We are ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, when we say, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body, and we say it as an affirmation, and we say it again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and then again, another 100 times, it gets a yuck, you know, like too much. It gets the feeling that we just don't want to do it anymore. We don't want to say it anymore. And we get panicky about it. And you get a feeling of, what's going on? What's happening to me? What's wrong with me? And when you get to that panicky stage, you just stop and you just say, I am my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. You can get the my out of there. And you get the idea that it's spirit, mind, and body. You get all those things out of there. All you're saying is, I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. And you're not relating it to anything. You're not saying it is your spirit, mind, and body. It's your desire. You're not saying it is something that must happen, that's important to happen. To have a perfect spirit, the ideal spirit. What is the ideal spirit? What is an ideal mind? What is an ideal body? To have these things, we think to ourselves, my goodness sakes, that's pretty tremendous, pretty wonderful. And then you begin thinking about what it means. Well, when you do this, and you're saying, I am my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body, as you're saying that, what you say is, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. And then the thought comes up, oh, that is about something. No. You just say, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. Then the thought comes up, oh, I think I'll go read a book. And you say, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. You will have hundreds and thousands and millions and jillions of thoughts. Oh, come on, Herb, whoever has that many thoughts? Well, we have many more than we think. So, these thoughts will come up in our consciousness. And they'll want to get our attention and try to dissuade us from being persistent with our affirmation. And because we are not persistent with our affirmation, because we are distracted from our affirmation, we are not getting the full benefit of it. We are only getting a little bit. Then the Big Daddy comes in there. The Big Daddy, the worst daddy of them all, the worst, the worst, the worst, the worst, the worst, the worst. Hey, the worst of them all comes in there. Yes, the worst of them all. And that is doubt. You doubt that you are your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You doubt that. You doubt that. And when you doubt that, what happens? Yeah, you start over again. At the very beginning of saying, I am ideal spirit, mind, body. At the very, very beginning. Not at the middle. Not where you had achieved a great sense of awareness and a feeling of accomplishment or a feeling of goodness. But right at the very beginning. And I say you start at the very beginning because doubt kills you. Doubt destroys you. The moment any doubt comes up in your mind, the moment any thought comes up in your mind that says it won't work or that something else is more interesting. Now, when I was just saying, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention, Ingeborg was sitting here with her mind on something else, and she wasn't paying attention to me. She wasn't listening to me. She had gone off into her own little world of her own little idea when I was saying, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. And she was thinking, my ideal body would be a pleasant body, a youthful body, dynamic. Shut up. It is not that. It is not that. You're not supposed to think while you're saying your affirmations. You're supposed to say your affirmations as 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, and you don't understand what it means. You don't understand why 2 times 2 is 4. You just don't. You never will. But yet it will explain to you the entire principle of mathematics. And as it explains to you the entire principle of mathematics, then you have the whole thing all for yourself. You have the whole thing going for yourself. But when you say, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body, you don't know what it means. You haven't the vaguest idea. You've never understood an ideal spirit, mind, and body, but it is a reality. Set it down, please. It is a reality. And as a reality, it is something very special and very wonderful and very marvelous that's just for you. It's something that just tremendously for you. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. Say it again and again and again. Any idea coming into your mind that says, oh, think about the fire in the fireplace, or think about the cows out in the pasture out here, out in our meadow, and think about all the things that are going on in your life. And no, those are distractions. They're distractions that want to take you away from I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. And you want whatever ideal spirit, mind, and body means to you. You want whatever ideal spirit, mind, and body means to your life, to your world. Can you imagine what it'd be like to have an ideal body? Wow! Ideal mind? Super! Ideal spirit? Well, how can the spirit be less than ideal? Well, okay, that's a good starting point. Ideal spirit, mind, and body. So, you got the ideal of the spirit, the mind, and the body, follow? It's just natural. Now, here's the point. Affirmations are a fool's paradise. An affirmation is what a fool says when he doesn't know anything else to say. And he says good things. But the divine knows more. The divine knows that it's not a fool's paradise. It's where all things really happen. It's where all action really takes place. It's where all evidence really takes place. As we say, the children saying 2 times 2 is 4. All right, what do you do when you're learning a language? You'd say, oh, you learn the most intricate grammar and all that sort of stuff. No, you don't. You say, this is a dish, and this is a table, and this is a knife, and this is a fork. You learn the basics, and you're learning the basics. You're learning the basics, and then say, this is a dish. This is a dish. This is a dish. You say dish, 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 dish. And then you're thinking this is a dish. And so you're already in the grammar, you see? And then this is my dish, you know? And you're learning that in the grammar too. And this is your dish. And you're learning that in the grammar. And this is our dish. You're learning that in the grammar. My goodness sakes, you're learning all sorts of things that you've not even known you're learning because you're saying 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4. This is a dish. This is a table. This is, you see? And that's really how affirmations function beneficially for each of us. Because we don't know it's happening. We don't know it's happening, but our inner self, our inner awareness, our inner drive knows it's happening and makes it happen in a beautiful, wonderful, fantastic, glorious way. Now, is it worth it? I say yes.
It's true.
Every morning I get up quite early and I go and sit in my chair, put on my bathrobe, and cover my feet. And as I sit there, I think to myself, gee, this is wonderful. this is wonderful. And I just relax. And I lean back and I say, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind. I say it quietly to myself. Rex is laying there at my feet. I am ideal spirit, mind, body. And I say it and say it and say it and say it. And then, of course, little thoughts will come up and say, what about this here? What about that? And remember when that happened, or remember something, or this or that. And I just ignore it. Just like it's somebody offering me something that I don't want, I just ignore it. And I say, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. And I just ignore it. And I think, oh, I'm so smart, I'm ignoring this. But you see, thinking you're so smart that you're ignoring it is giving attention to it too. But it's all part of the game. So just ignore it. Just ignore it. Just ignore everything. Don't look at the flame in the fireplace and see the flames going up and how pretty they are and how they bring warmth into the room and so on. Don't do that. You're saying, I am
ideal spirit, mind,
and body. And you see, you're not looking at other things. You're not distracting yourself, but you're quietly doing it. Now, as you do that, you'll be pressured. Oh, you'll be so pressured by your mind, your brain, that wants to be heard, that wants to say, hey, weren't you going to take a walk this morning? Weren't you going to do this? Hey, remember when that happened? Hey, remember, hey, don't you feel a little pain in your chest? Don't you feel a little pain in your toe? Don't you feel this here? And I said, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am. And I'm teaching myself to forget the my. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit. And as I do this and I do this, when I get up after my meditation or affirmation meditation, I feel fantastic. I stretch and I just, I feel so good. I'm so glad to be living in that body I have. This body I have. But see, I'm done with my affirmations at the moment. But then, as I start walking from the Hermitage up here to the monastery, it's a good quarter mile about. And so I'm saying, I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I said, I've said that a lot, too. And then I said a few other things, you know. And I said, Rex, I surround you with my pure white light of love. You live in your ideal, pure white, your ideal body, your ideal spirit, mind, and body. And I do it for everyone. And I say, well, Ellen was telling me she lives in her ideal spirit, mind, and body. And I said, yeah, Ellen lives in hers. And Ingeborg, she lives in her ideal spirit, mind, and body. I don't think Ingeborg knows that, but she does, because she's such a happy, joyous, glorious person. And Sylvia lives in her spirit, ideal spirit, mind, and body. And our two cows out in the three cows out in the meadow here, they live in their ideal spirit, mind, and body. And they're just as content as they can be, claiming the 104 acres here for themselves. You know, at home they maybe have about a quarter of an acre, and it's kind of a tight little fit for them. But hey, as long as they're here, be happy. When you go, I'll get the shovel out and take the bag around and shovel up your cow pouches and throw them in the trash so we don't have to have them, or maybe dig a hole and move them with some dirt and make them...
Yes.
Yes. But you see, as you let yourself flow with things, all sorts of beautiful ideas come. But then you go back and you say,
I am ideal spirit, mind, and body.
I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. And keep yourself pure and true. Don't ad lib. Don't add anything to it or take anything away. I am
ideal spirit, mind,
ideal spirit, mind, and body. That covers everything. That covers everything. Now, will that cover your relationships? Oh my, yes. What kind of relationships does a person with an ideal spirit, mind, and body have?
Ideal. Super.
Does that cover my finances? Oh yes. The person with an ideal spirit, mind, and body has everything. Has absolute abundance. Does that cover the knowledge, my knowingness, do I understand things? Yes. My ideal spirit, mind, and body, my ideal mind knows everything. Am I healthy and dynamic and alive? You bet. Can I run and jump and do all sorts of good stuff? All the time, sure. I'm never young, I'm never old. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And then we say to ourselves, not my body, because the minute I put my in there, I'm remembering what my body is. And my body at the moment may not be reflecting what its ideal is, but we have to keep our mind focused on the ideal. And so as we focus on the ideal, then we have great things. Now, this is a tremendously important thing to do with your affirmations. If you want your affirmations to work for you, you have to work them. And when you work them, and you work them, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body, you cover all the ballparks. You cover every possible need, every possible area of enjoyment you have in life, any possible circumstance you have in life, and anybody that you have created in your world, or that you haven't even yet created in your world. But everything, everything. I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. And the reason that it covers it all is because you don't have time to think of anything. You just think. These are the mechanisms. My ideal spirit, couldn't be better than that. My ideal mind, that's the universal mind, the allness, the oneness. My ideal body, wonderful. We are that being, immortal, eternal, fountain of life, fountain of youth. We are that. Think about these things and enjoy them. And as you think about them, enjoy them, and know them, they're yours. So, put it to work. And from 3 o'clock until 5 o'clock, or no, it was almost 6, it was 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock this morning, I made those meditations. And I sat in my chair, and I just made that affirmation again and again and again. Oh, I was distracted, but I got back on base. And after having done it, my goodness sakes, it was wonderful. And that's why I say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you.